It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to The Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black, sending Roberto out on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air. Not always the easiest of tasks. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We get us a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, various different devices, platforms you can use to get this show and all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I'm talking about is this, the iPhone, the iPoppy, the iTablet, the and the Android too. It's a beautiful thing. If you're sitting at your clunky old PC getting a jump start on the day, well, you can get us right there too as well. Just go to Sports Byline USA, click on the Listen Live button, and we are right there. But if you're on the go, getting the kids off to school, getting the husband and or the wife off to work, it's a beautiful thing. You're walking the dog, you're jogging around, just driving in the car, killing some time. You know, Sirius Satellite Radio. But iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, / live, and we're there, / talk, I'm sorry, and then listen live, and we're right there, just like that. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. And, you know, you can catch up on everything that went on over the weekend, the latest scandals. Boy, we got a lot of that to talk about. And a couple of legends, which is, you know, kind of where I'm going to jumpstart this whole McGilla from going forward, just making news in various different ways. So we will talk about that a little bit as well. You know, most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network, these guys and girls protect our six each and every day. And what I mean by that, think about your body. You'll figure out what a six is. Okay. It with all the stuff going on in the world, you know, we got the Olympics coming up in Korea, you know, North South, you know, the rocket man's launching stuff into the sea of Japan. Sometimes it hits the sea, sometimes it hits his own people. So you never know what's going to happen. Well, guess what? They're protecting us. They run towards it while we run away from it. All right. So if you see somebody in uni on the street, give them a heartfelt thanks. Buy them a cup of coffee if you have the time and be on your way. All right. We're going to be on our way to a commercial right now. When we come back, we'll set the table for you here in the attack. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app. Home Advisor.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again.
We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Plenty to talk about here in the world of sports today as we get into Super Bowl week. But as I was trying to decide what direction to go here, because it's not quite amping up at the Super Bowl just quite yet. You know, we know who the teams are. We know what the storylines are. And, you know, you got the Ronda Rousey thing going into WWE, so she's officially sold her soul. You know, and I'm sitting there, and the NBA is winding up, and their All-Star game is about to be, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, what direction should we take this mess in? And I got to thinking about it. We're going to have plenty of time to deal with Michigan State. But, you know, it of all the headlines and all the stories, there were two that really stood out. One involved tennis. But we don't talk a ton about tennis. So that one's going to wait. But golf. And, you know, Tiger Woods got through 72 holes. And, okay, ain't that big a deal. But considering that the guy has gone through, well, you know, a little bit of hell because of the fact that, number one, he can't stay on the course. Number two, he got himself addicted to painkillers because of the pain he was going through because he can't stay on the course. Three, he ain't the sharpest tool in the shed, as you know from very different issues, shall we say, that he's had. And yet the story ended up being about him and not about the fact that, you know, the tournament, who was the winner of the tournament, because there ain't no winner of the tournament. They're going to a playoff today. So we can talk about Tiger a little bit. Although I will throw a little shade out there, Jason Day, Alex Noren, and, you know, we'll see what happens, you know. And we'll talk about that tomorrow. But I got to tell you, It, you know, Tiger did all right. And for anybody who doesn't think that it's important for him to be involved in what's going on in the world of golf, the ratings zoomed. Now, understand something here. This wasn't like he just showed up in the tournament, okay? He played four. He made the cut. He tied for 16th. All right, that's not bad. That's not bad. I'm sorry, he tied for 23rd. My bad. He moved up 16 places. Okay, he got through four, and not so bad. It, you know, when you look at what went on for him, and I got to make sure I get this right. He started out, you know, a little rusty, little off the game a little bit, but you know something? He showed pretty well. He showed pretty well. But more important, he got through pain-free. At least he said. I think he actually beat Phil. I'm looking at this here. Bear with me here for a second because I'm scrolling up and down the board. Yeah, he ended up tied for 23rd. I'm sorry. So 72, 71, 70, and 72. ESPN, as usual, did a half-assed job of putting up a scoreboard. So he tied for 23rd. You know, it wasn't like he was a threat. But not so bad. 3 under. 72, 71, 70, 72 for 285. The leaders had 278. So 7 strokes back when all was said and done. No, okay. Okay. Playoffs today between Jay and Day and Noren. Tiger finished in front of some pretty darn good golfers. You know, it wasn't the elite field. But, you know, Phil was in it, and Jason Day was in it. And, you know, pretty good. Hunter Mahan was in it. Jimmy Walker was in it. Not so bad. One of the guys that didn't make the cut as well as Buddy Johnny Vegas. But, I you know, it's important for the game. And he wasn't consistent. You know, he didn't hit a ton of fairways throughout the week. But the fact that he showed that he got through four. And look, he's aiming for April. I mean, it's all good. He probably won't play for a couple of weeks. Make sure that he's able to keep the keep everything in place. And make sure the back's intact and he'll go for his therapy. And you know what I'm talking about here. That's all right. That's all right. The game needs him. Now, I mean, has the game moved on? Sure it has. I mean, in many ways, and Rory and Spieth and, you know, there's a whole bunch of young people coming up. But I got to tell you, it's all right. And for him to get in there and parachute in and give you some time and show and play okay, not great, but okay, and get a paycheck. And here we go. And you know something? Going forward, that's all right. That's all right. And it looks like he's going to, you know, barring unforeseen setbacks, but it looks like he's going to be there come April. And if he can gear up and he get involved in the Masters and have some level of impact. And I mean, you know, playing the Farmers and playing the Masters is two completely different things. But you know something? He inside the top 30 in his first time around the track. And that's not too bad. Like I said, tied for 23rd. But he fought, you know, and I did watch a little of it. Not a ton. But here's some stats. He only hit 17 fairways. 8 came on the first day. So he was scrambling a lot. A lot. This wasn't an easy course, but it was one of those in-betweens. You know, it wasn't like he played in the Bahamas where I could have stayed in the fairway. But not bad. You know, the first two drives at a Tiger, 358 yards and 352 yards. So he can still wank it out there. He missed 30 greens in regulations, but he still only made 11 bogeys. You know? Understand something. He's had 4 back surgeries. and he still knows how to score. You know? And I love the ambition. You know, he was talking about after round three, yeah, I want to hunt these guys down. He, you know, you can see of all the stuff that's gone on with Woods, he's still got the juice. You know, he still wants it. And maybe because of the fact that everything else has collapsed on him. You know, sponsors don't really care anymore. Obviously, the marriage and the whole nine yards. But, you know, what's left is golf. And he does love the game. And he wants to excel. So, you know, again, I'm ambivalent. I don't root for him. I don't root against him. But in reality, pretty good weekend for him. We'll tap out right there. Come back with Federer right after this break.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
There you go. Welcome back. Arrow Smith bringing you back to the attack. Bob Black. Senator Roberto, and phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, phone number 1-800-878-7529. Roger Federer, one of the Australian. Man, you talk about goats, he is the greatest of all time. Got it? Get it? Good. I mean, you know, Wozniacki won, that was a nice story. She got her first. But Roger, taking care of business, He's 109 years old. Now he's 36. And he won his 20th Grand Slam. He has won three of the last five majors. I mean, this isn't supposed to be happening. This is not supposed to be happening. And he let it out. You know, he was really emotional. You know, I mean, unfortunately, tennis has kind of lost its luster a little bit. Because on the women's side, it's all Serena. And unless there's a scandal, you know, it's in, you know, her getting pregnant, obviously. You know, there's not too much going on where one other particular woman has taken over that side. And on the men's, it's all health. It's you know, depending on who is healthy at the given moment. And you know, it's just not there. But for a guy who's 36 years old, hoo-fah. I mean, seriously. I mean, I was trying to put the words together to figure this out here. And he beats everybody in his path. He blew past Sampras. I mean, you know, and Sampras was great. There's really nobody else in the competition. He's won in the Olympics. Silver. He won in the Davis Cup. He had knee surgery at 35 years old, 34 years old in 2016. Bounced back from it. You're not supposed to be able to do that. 8 Wimbledons. I mean, I don't know. And you look at who he's gone up against, and again, in many ways, and it's unfortunate because it's not, you know, people will talk about it with the zenith of tennis when it was McEnroe and Connors and, you know, McEnroe screaming at the top of his lungs and cussing people out and everything else. This group of tennis players, men tennis players, have complete respect for one another because they all know that their games are great. I mean, I don't know personally, but from what I understand, Murray's a bit of a, you know, not pleasant person. I'll put it that way. We'll keep it clean because it's tennis and we're talking about it, a very sophisticated sport. Now, I mean, you look at the rivalries that Federer has spanned over his career, right? Now, Nadal has had his number. But Federer is up 2-1 on grass, 5-1 on indoor hard courts. 8-6 for Nadal on outdoor hard courts. And Nadal dominates on clay. He always has. You know, is Nadal a better player? No, they're about equal. But, you know, they go up head-to-head. And when it comes right down to it, you look at those titles. You know, and these are, you know, Rafa's younger. Djokovic is younger. Murray. You know, Roddick, back when Roddick was playing. Federer dominated Roddick. That's why Roddick retired. And you think about the span, right? Now, understand. And we talked about Nadal and Djokovic and everything. Federer played Andre Agassi 11 times. This is no joke. Now, he's played in the finals, in Grand Slam finals, 30 times. 20 titles, 10 runner-ups. Stop. Wimbledon for the first time back in 2003 against Mark Philippoussis. And you look at the list of people he's beaten. He beat Roddick twice in the finals, beat Agassi in the U.S. Open. I mean, you know, he lost in the French back in 2006 to Rafa. You know, his losses in majors, 1, 2, 3, he lost in the Aussie to Rafa. They've almost all been at the French. And then he had a little stretch in 14-15 where, quite frankly, you know, people thought, okay, it's great that he can get there. And he's getting it done. But, you know, his time's up. The last major he had with a win was back in 2012. Now, I realize, you know, that's 5.5 years ago. Where he beat Andy Murray. And then lost to Djokovic the next year. I'm sorry, in 14. Lost to Djokovic the next year in 15. Lost in the U.S. to Djokovic in 15. So it looked like, although he was still playing a competitive level of tennis, and a very competitive level of tennis, a high level of tennis, that he wasn't going to get over the hump anymore, that the Murrays and the Nadals and the Djokovics had passed him by. And that he was, you know, going to be competitive, and he still wanted to play, and he loved the game. Of course, he loves the money. Who doesn't? Got a wife, got a kid. But he was never going to hit that level again of being the greatest of all time, which, you know, he was in a debate with a bunch of people. Well, he ended that debate. Beats Rafa in the Australian last year. Wins his 8th against Cilic. And it beats Cilic again over the weekend. In 5 tough sets. To win it again in 18. I mean, it's phenomenal. You know, and again, Cilic is no scrub. And sometimes that's the way it goes. You know, people withdraw because of injury. People fall in earlier rounds. You know, and people say, well, you know, he only beat Martin Cilic. He only beat Fernando Gonzalez. Oh, well, guess what? You can only play who's in front of you. And don't forget, on the grass court last year at Wimbledon, he dominated Cilic. That wasn't even a match. This time it was a tough match. And he's having more issues. On the harder courts now, and that's because of the knees. And again, when I read last year that he had had knee injury, I mean back in 14, I'm sorry, and I thought, well, you know, that's it. He'll never play on that level again. I mean, a combination of things: injury, age, whole nine yards. But nope. Nope. And like I said, some of the records, he's got 20 men's singles titles in majors, 3 men's single titles per year, 3 different times, 04, 06, 07, when he was at his absolute peak. 2, he did 6 times, 04, 07, 09, and 17. Hello? 30 men's singles titles over finals overall, 43 semifinals overall. 52 quarterfinals. I mean, it just, the list goes on and on. He's got the highest hard court match winning percentage in the history of tennis at 87.6%. He's never won the French. You know, it's his Achilles heel. But Rafa's made his career on the French. So, you know, you have to kind of take that into account. Rafa had to overcome the stigma of being a clay court specialist and moving on to bigger and better things, which he did. So this was pretty amazing stuff. I did not get to watch it. I got to be completely honest. Wrong side of the world, wrong time. But I tried to catch up on it over the weekend. And when it got to the final, bing, bam, boom. Bing, bam, boom. We're off to a commercial. We got to pay some bills and my salary. We'll be back.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If your wiper blades are worn and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $8 instantly on a pair of Trico Force wiper blades. Improve visibility and save money with Trico Force wiper blades. Plus, take advantage of O'Reilly Auto Parts' free wiper blade installation. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
You're back with the Attack of Black. You're not. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline, Sirius Satellite Radio, you know the drill. And, you know, this is how it is. 1-800-878-PLAY at Bob Black, 71. And, I you know, again, it... The match was great. The crowd was appreciative. He's just the best. He's the best that ever was. and the game's going to miss him when he's gone. He's been around so long, it's hard to believe he's still playing at the elite level that he is. But he is. And, you know, where it goes from here, who knows? This is all gravy. This is literally icing on the cake. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. I don't want it to sound like idol worship. But every once in a while, you get one of these guys, or girls, by the way, that just is on a level that is rare. It's rarefied air. And he's one of those guys. Tiger was one of those guys for a long, long time. Serena is definitely one of those women. You know, it's selfish of me, but I can't wait till she gets back out on a tennis court. I'm a fan of the game. I always have been. I can't play it worth a damn. But I am definitely a fan of the game. And, you know, having that capacity to rise to that level and be one of the best, and then in many ways the best ever. Wow. You know, it's how do you improve? Who picks up the mantle and goes in that direction? Because I don't know. I got to be honest. I don't know who does it. Or who can do it. Appreciate it while it's there, folks. Because all the negative stuff that we talk about on a day-in, day-out basis, and there's plenty to talk about. You know, we've got plenty of stories, and we're going to talk about them, unfortunately, in a little while. But you see players like this, and pretty good stuff. Pretty good. It really is. And appreciate it, like I said, appreciate it when they're on the stand. Yeah. But that being said, it moves on. We move on. You know, I'm looking and I'm picking. Ronda Rousey goes to WWE. Mixed martial arts is done for her. She gets her butt kicked every time she goes in now. Nothing wrong with that. And what I mean by that is it's okay. You know, not everybody stays a champion. Her style got figured out, and she got her ass kicked. It happens. But now she's back to WWE, or back, I should say, just going to WWE. And she's going to compete on that level, and that's good for Vince, probably good for her, dollar and cents-wise, until she figures out what she wants to do with the next step in her life. Now, does she go back into UFC? I don't know. I don't see it because, number one, I think she's afraid of being hit at this point. There are better people in there. The last couple of times she's gone in, she's gotten her ass kicked, like I said. Yeah. Not the end of the world. It happens, but it also means perhaps you shouldn't be in there. You know, ever since she lost to Holly Holm, it's been downhill. And, you know, again, I don't know Ronda personally. Seems like a reasonable enough person. You know, she tried to expand her brand further than mixed martial arts. But anybody who's making money in mixed martial arts, and that includes the men, by the way, need to give her a thank you. And the same with Conor McGregor, you know, because he built his brand and made it possible, because the paydays have gone up. The only person who makes real money in that organization is Dana White, as we've talked about many times. And I mean real money, for the amount of money that they bring in, because it's a $1 billion industry. When they got bought out, don't forget the numbers involved with that. But as far as the opportunities go, I mean, what Conor McGregor was able to do in mixed martial arts, he was able to parlay into a fight with Floyd Mayweather Jr. and make $100 million, or whatever the number was. But it was a good number. Ronda never got that far, but she put together the women's end of the UFC and made it possible for the Holly Holmes of the world, among others. To make that kind of money. And for whatever reason, she's become alienated from the sport. You know, again, at some point in time, I'd like to get like 3 shots of tequila into her and talk about why it changed in that direction. No joke. I want to go drinking with her. I really do. You know, quiet places, dive bars. Well, maybe not dive bars. Maybe we need to go the other end. Go high-end places where maybe people won't recognize her. Dive bars are going to know who she is. And get out there and find out what the hell happened other than her getting her ass kicked. Now, it is entirely possible that pre-Holly Holmes, she just thought she was never going to lose a fight. Which is, well, when you're an elite athlete, you never think you're going to lose. That's what makes a lot of these men and women elite, is the fact that they never think they're going to lose a match. But once she lost, and she lost, you know, to Amanda Nunes, I don't know. I mean, you know, realize the Holly Holm fight was a really good fight. I mean, it was lopsided, but it was a good fight. The Amanda Nunes fight, she got her ass kicked. It was stopped in 48 seconds. And Nunes just went after her and clocked her. Now he's back in UFC 207. You know, but again, when she lost to Holly Holm, she thought she was invincible. And that devastated her. Mentally, you know, I don't know about the physical end of it. I don't know how she trained or whatever. But mentally, she was not ready to go back in the ring when she lost to Nunes. And the way she got beat by Nunes, That pretty much ended it right there. And again, who are you to say, or anybody to say, you shouldn't do this, or you should do this? But she obviously doesn't want to get in the octagon again. Okay. So now she's going to go to the WWE. All right. I don't know what Vince is going to pay her. I mean, I'm assuming it's going to be good money. I mean, back in 2015, before she fought Holm, and actually threw Holm because she got the payday, She was the eighth highest paid athlete in the world. She's worth $10 million. Actually, 12 as of June of 2017. Well, you know, maybe part of it is the hunger is gone. She's 30 years old. Actually, she's 30 as of tomorrow, I think. No, 2 days. And, you know, what do you have to prove? So, she takes the next step. I don't see any level of being able to go back to mixed martial arts. She obviously does not want to take a beating anymore. And she doesn't seem capable, and I think this is the most important point, of being able to dish one out. They're not afraid of her. You know, when she was fighting Pri Holm, they were scared to death of her. Because they knew she was going to dismantle them. Hell, the men were scared of her. She was going in there and tearing people up. And then it happened to her. And the one, I mean, the Holm fight was unexpected. But Holm knew with her style that she could get her. And that was tactical fighting. Nunez just decimated her. Nunez just went across the ring, hit her as hard as she could, knowing that Rousey wasn't going to take the punch. And I think at that moment, because like I said, 48 seconds in a fight and they stopped it. I think at that moment when she, and I remember that fight, and she just went right across the ring, cold cocked her in the face, and I was like, whoa, this is done. And she just doesn't want to get hit. And I don't blame her. I don't want to get hit either. Part of that, does it have to do with the wealth? I don't know. She made a hell of a lot of money. Movies, television, whole nine yards. But she still has to have an income flow coming in. I mean, you know, $12 million is nice, but I'm assuming she's leading a lifestyle. So she goes to the WWE. And they're going to match her up. And it'll be WrestleMania, and she'll win some, she'll lose some. And hopefully Vince will be paying her a lot of money. So bye-bye, Rhonda. I'm assuming Mixed Martial has seen the last of you. You haven't seen the last of me, at least not in this hour. We'll be back right after this short time out. I'm Black. You're not.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah, you're back. I looked at three legends in hour one, and when you compare, and Ronda Rousey's a legend. Don't discount that. On one of the most popular sports in the world today, mixed martial arts, you say her name, every single fan is going to know who she is. That's a legend. All right? And she walked away from it, or got beat away from it. But it's legit, and don't discount what she did in the time frame. Because, again, she made it possible for the women to be profitable. And that's big. Federer, the results, they speak for themselves. I mean, this man, and I don't know how long he's going to be able to go. He's 36 years old in a game that uses people up at the age of 30. How far does it go for him? I don't know. I got to be honest, I don't know. But he's going to keep going, and he's in peak health. Evidently, that knee tweak, what they did with him, just meant the world. I'm that's one of those curious ones. I'd like to sit in an interview and say, hey, how long was your knee in pain before you got anything done about it? Because you're not supposed to be able to perform at this level at that age. And Tiger, that's a TBD. We'll see what happens in April and what direction it goes from there, because if he can compete in the Masters and get back to some level of high level, go make golf a whole lot more fun to watch for the next couple of years. Because don't forget, 41 ain't ancient. It isn't golf, but it's not ancient in real life. And anybody can go back and be competitive again, he's one of those guys. Well, let's tap out right here, with all due respect to Rhonda. And we will go to the top of the hour, listen for a little bit of news, because it's always exciting in the real world. And then we'll come back and talk some more sports. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's been another terrorist attack in Afghanistan. Again, striking in the Afghan capital of Kabul, this time at a military academy. Heavy gunfire and explosions have been reported from the Marshall Fahim National Defense University, and unconfirmed reports are at least 11 people were killed. It's part of a spate of attacks in the Afghan capital recently, with over 100 killed in an ambulance bombing earlier in the weekend. This man witnessed it. He speaks through a translator.
I was in my office. We heard the explosion. We didn't know what was going on. So many people were injured.
An interactive map posted on the internet showing the whereabouts of people who use fitness devices like Fitbit is apparently revealing highly sensitive information about locations and activities of soldiers at U.S. military bases. Officials say it appears to be a major security oversight. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyroot. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days. So you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now, 800-399-6392.
You don't need $25 billion for a wall.
That's what Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says about President Trump's request for that much money to build a southern border wall. The senator is saying that Americans will not sign off on building such a wall along the border, saying on ABC's This Week, the country needs what he calls wall systems.
You need wall systems, you need roads, you need redundancy, you need to fix old fencing. So we're not going to build a 1,900-mile wall, but $25 billion can be spent wisely.
Tis the season, tax season that is. Yeah, the IRS starts accepting 2017 tax returns today, and that includes both paper and electronic returns. The deadline this year, April 17th. The earlier you file, though, the agency says the earlier you will get your refund if you have one coming to you. And like the IRS, we're online at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyroot. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Federal health officials are warning this year's flu outbreak is more severe than any since the 2009 flu pandemic, and they say its intensity continues to increase. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the number of people experiencing flu-like symptoms has been increasing, and hospitalizations for influenza is also rising. Most people with the flu this season are infected with the H3N2 virus, one of the most severe and most deadly strains of the seasonal flu, according to the CDC. They say the 2017 to 2018 flu season is likely to still have several more weeks to go. Four people are dead after a shooting at a car wash in a small town about an hour south of Pittsburgh. As troopers say, a 28-year-old man ambushed the four as they arrived yesterday morning. The shooter has a gunshot wound to the head, and he's not expected to survive. Family members say the gunman had dated one of the victims. Jealousy apparently was a factor in the shooting. The Mexican Navy says it's no longer searching for a Louisiana woman who went overboard a week ago yesterday from the Carnival Triumph cruise ship. Juana Brooks disappeared into the Gulf of Mexico on the second day of what was to be a five-day cruise of New Orleans for her. And the AFC is the Pro Bowl winner after coming from behind to edge the NFC 24-23 at Camping World Stadium in Orlando yesterday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Yeah, that's me. Welcome back, Black, you know the circumstances. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along to the ride each and every day. And you know something? It's all fun. I mean, we have a great time doing this. We have fun. And if you're heading to work, you know, maybe this is your little, diversion. Hell, it's Monday. Is it Monday? Yeah, it's Monday. Yeah. And that's all right. But for those of you who are starting your work week, well, maybe not so much. You know what I'm saying? So, you're at work. You're sitting at the desk. Mr. and Mrs. Humdrum is coming in to bust your chops. You know, this report is due with the team. Okay, guess what? Seriously. You know, bosses forget sometimes that they're supposed to lead, not to be jerks. Yeah. And guess what? Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, so you sit at the desk a little early. Boss wanted you to be there. All right, that's great. And you're sitting there. I got to listen to this. Let me get some little distraction going on here because he ain't going to be in for another half hour. Oh, look, it's the Sports Attack. Yeah, all you got to do is go to our website, click on the Listen Live button, Sports Byline USA, and we are right there for you. It also shows you all the interviews that we do here on the network. So if something piques your interest, click, and it is there for you. If you are on a device, not so bad either. Heading to the gym, doing a workout, trotting along this lovely Venetian Boulevard here, down by the water. The canals that I sit on with your dog. I see the headphones. You can't fool me. And then you're listening to some Sports Attack. So that's all right. Look, most important for us, American Forces Radio Network. You heard the news. There's stuff going on all over the world. They're there making sure it doesn't come here. All right. So thank them. Be on your way. We're going to on our way to a commercial. When we come back, we'll set it up for you right here in the attack. I'm Black. Don't go anywhere.
Backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
That's me. Back with the Attack, Black, you, phone number 1-800-878-PLAY. Michigan State stuff. Again, we talked about it last week. There's no... Michigan State is in it deep. They're not going to be able to get out of it. Heads are going to roll. Don't be surprised if D'Antoni goes. Don't be surprised if Izzo goes. The culture that has been there for an extended period of time permeated the entire school and the entire program. And like I said, I will be curious to see how this plays out at other programs. Now, we'll take it to another level. Now, Mark Emmert is in trouble too. He who runs the NCAA. Now, outside the lines, now understand something. ESPN, for all their flaws, outside the lines with Bob Lee is probably the best journalistic sports outlet that there is. Brian Gumbel does a good job, too, with his HBO show. But Kathy Auerbach, Kathy Redmond, excuse me, of the National Coalition Against Violent Athletes, sent a letter to Mark Emmert back in 2010. And that was 6 months after he was hired as the organization's president, detailing 37 reports involving Michigan State athletes assaulting women. She later met with Emmert. They put guidelines in place. They had a 90-minute meeting. But not enough. And Redmond said that she appreciated the fact that Emmert got engaged, but also criticized him for hesitating to enact written policy guidelines, corrective actions, and possible sanctions. And again, guys in blazers, you know, the money's rolling in. What do? Do you throw the whole system under the bus? Well, if one woman's assaulted, then it's one too many. And I don't know how it's going to play out, but the NCAA to what extent they could be involved. Can they be state actors and oversee everything? I don't know. I don't think so. I think it has to be on the level of the universities themselves, because it's too big. There's too many tentacles. You know, when you look at the member schools of the NCAA, there's just too much. You can't have oversight. What the NCAA can do, and I think they've done it to a point, is put out strict guidelines, mandatory rules. This is what you absolutely must do in these kind of situations if one specific thing and deal with it accordingly. And that's it. But I think that's all they can do. It has to happen on a university level. And then you put it in the hands of the university, and a university either does the right thing or does the wrong thing. And if they do the wrong thing, they get the death penalty. It's got to go down that way. And I feel sorry for the member athletes, the student athletes who are not involved in this kind of behavior. But I have no sympathy for the programs that are involved, and the coaches and athletic directors and assistant coaches and trainers and everybody else involved who turn a blind eye. Can't happen. And it's happening right now with Michigan State. The athletic director resigned. Luanna Simon, stepped down as president. They're calling for Tom Izzo's head. And believe me, it may happen sooner rather than later. See, here's the thing. And this is where people don't get it. If some of his athletes were involved, he's got to go. If they covered. Now, allegedly, there were three basketball players that were involved in sexual and physical assault. And there are on-the-record accounts from victims and their families with details about how Michigan State and or local authorities did not respond accordingly. Now, Izzo is saying the right things. They tried to pressure him. After the game, he said, look, right now, after a game at a press conference, the only thing I'm going to talk about is the game, except to say that I support the survivors to the umpteenth degree, and I hope I'm a big part of the healing process for them. And our campus community. Is that going to be enough? I don't know. Is it going to be enough to save his job? I don't know. And again, there's always, you know, there is always blame to be passed. Simon took the hit to start out with, but you know what rolls downhill. Izzo was talking about, he said he's going to address it. But he wants to examine more detail first. Before he gets into it. I don't know that that's going to be enough. I don't know that that's going to be enough. For either one of these coaches. Because D'Antonio. Just flat out. Said that the ESPN piece was wrong involving his football program. and specifically him. And he came out and he put a statement out. He said, and this will either hang him or help him. He said, I'm here tonight to say that any accusations of my handling of any complaints of sexual assault individually are completely false. Well, that's slipping a noose around your neck. Every incident reported in the OTL article was documented either by police or the Michigan State Title IX office. I've always worked with the proper authorities when dealing with cases of sexual assault. It's unknown whether campus police or university administrator ever notified, and this is as per OTL, notified D'Antonio about the incidents, or if they did, whether the coach ever disciplined the players. He talked about the standards of the program, the values of the program. He said anytime they found out about problems, it's come from either the police or university authorities, and they've dealt with it. He reported it to the proper authorities. Last year, 4 players got dismissed from the program for specifically that reason. I'll give him credit for one thing. He's putting it out there. So, we'll see. More fun right after this short timeout. I'm Black. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Welcome back to the Attack. Black, you, Roberto on the West Coast. You know, again, we talked about it last week. This is Penn State all over again. And by the time it's all said and done, heads are going to roll. Heads have already started rolling, starting at the top. You know, and again, I'll take it back to the NCAA. I am not so sure that it's in the NCAA's jurisdiction that they should be overseeing this. I do think it has to be on the university level, because when you start going up top and putting oversight, you're not going to be able to do this. It's just too big for them to handle. That's why Title IX's in place. That's why, by the way, though, that's also why university police are in place, the local East Lansing police are in place, and everything else. So if it's not getting done correctly, then it's more on the university than the NCAA. Now, if you're going to point at the NCAA because of the fact that she went and had a conversation with Mark Emmert, well, okay. But again, what are they supposed to do? They're not a legal jurisdiction as far as actually breaking the law. You know, taking money for a scholarship, things along those lines, yeah, they've got jurisdiction. But as far as, you know, assault and battery or sexual assault and battery, I don't know that's in the NCAA's jurisdiction, and I'm not so sure I want it to be. What I want it to be is on the local level involving the police force and making sure these guys get popped. You know, again, you saw what happened at Baylor years ago. And I don't like this blame the victim crap. You know, because I've seen some stuff out on social media. Well, why aren't these women going to the press? I'm sorry, you just got sexually assaulted by a star athlete. I'm saying star. You know, I don't know if they are or not. On a campus where these athletes are revered, and you're going to go running to the press to say, oh, so-and-so assaulted me, and you're an 18-year-old girl or a 19-year-old girl or a 20-year-old girl, give me a break. First of all, you got to deal with the emotional distress of having to deal with it in the first place. Then you got to go public. And I see the stuff online. I mean, you know, people bashing the school that don't like the school. Hey, what's important? What's important is just making sure these women are taken care of. That's all. And nothing else is relevant. I don't care what it does to the program. I don't care what it does to the athlete. I don't care what it does to D'Antonio and Tom Izzo. If they go down, so be it. I have no issue with that whatsoever. Oh, well, they're legends. Okay. Now, D'Antonio, like I said, what happens to Izzo remains to be seen, but what happens to D'Antonio is already determined. Because if it turns out that he didn't follow protocol and he didn't follow up, and like I said, there were some guys that were dismissed from the program, you know, one of the things, and if this turns out to be true, he's gone. Is in one of the cases, because the OTL report says that 16 Michigan State players have been accused of sexual assault or violence against women during D'Antonio's tenure at Michigan State. And in 6 incidences, it said that the incidents involving football players have been previously unreported. No charges were filed in each of the 6 cases. In one instance, D'Antonio had the player talk to his mother about what he had done. D'Antonio said, "That's absolute crap." Well, we'll find out. He's been there 11 years. Whether he makes it to 12 remains to be seen. But like I said, he put his head in the noose with that statement. And if it turns out that OTL is right, and he's lying and covering up, he's gone and he'll never work again, which would be fitting. But if it turns out that he is telling the truth and he did things correctly and put it in the hands of the people that needed to be aware of it, well, then he did his job. Because, again, there's only so much you can do. Now, I don't want to sound contradictory because I talked about the fact that, you know, you had teenage gymnasts running around with fingers up their hoo-hoo, and they were telling people, and nobody was paying attention to it, and I had gone in there and thrown Larry Nassar through a window. And I talked about McCreary all the time on what he walked in on. This is different. Because, you know, look, these coaches may be coaches and quote-unquote father figures, but they're not cops. And if when word came to D'Antonio that this stuff was going on, and he did his job according to the guidelines that were set in place by the university, then they have no recourse against D'Antoni. Now, he may end up taking a fall anyway. But Izzo sounds like the one who's tap dancing, trying to get his ducks in a row before he opens his mouth because he might end up contradicting himself. D'Antoni made no such tap dancing. Simple as that. Now, yeah, again, we'll see. The only thing that matters in here are the victims. That's it. That's it. Every time one of these scandals comes out, and guess what? This is going to go way beyond Michigan State. Because I'll tell you right now, sports journalists are out there right this moment. God, there's a giant goose walking down the street. There, it right this moment, checking into other sexual assault allegations in every single city where there's a campus, checking out to see how things were handled. We'll find out. We'll find out. But heads are going to roll. And like I said, I one of the ones that ticked me off was the liaison between the university, one of the counselors. Who called out the coaches. Because she ran away from it. Now I'm trying to pull the article up. I will find it, I promise. Yeah, there it is. Laura Alswade. Alswede. called out D'Antonio. This is per Bleacher Report and Tim Daniels. Now, she said D'Antonio and Tom Izzo are among those who should accept individual responsibility for the alleged rape culture at the school. See, they're already slapping labels on it. And again, this is partially outside the lines. Now, her statement in the email, how can D'Antonio say that he cares about survivors and in the next breath say every report made Friday is false? It's not what he said. He said the reports about how he handled things within the program are false. Now, she stepped down Friday. I'm sorry, previous to that. So she didn't talk to them. So she walked away. Part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Don't point fingers unless you're involved.
If your wiper blades are worn and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $8 instantly on a pair of Trico Force wiper blades. Improve visibility and save money with Trico Force wiper blades. Plus, take advantage of O'Reilly Auto Parts' free wiper blade installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Welcome back to The Attack. Black, you, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Now, look, according to Al Weedy, I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name, Allsweedy. I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name right or not. She never met Izzo. She never met D'Antonio. And she never met Mark Hollis. Yet, she was a counselor on the Michigan State campus when all this stuff was going on. What? I don't get that. So again, you know, once this stuff starts, you can't put it back in the horse. You know. And heads are going to roll. Heads are going to roll. Unfortunately, this will be an ongoing situation. And, you know, how it ends up remains to be seen. Senior Bowl. Now, we didn't really have a chance to talk about this. The Senior Bowl played over the weekend. Some guys helped, some guys hurt. I watched a lot of the practices, and it's such a great scenario down there because everything is important. The practices, the interviews, game, not so much. You know, there were people who hurt themselves. There were players that, you know, just did a good job. Now, it's funny, contrast, right? SB Nation's reporting Josh Allen didn't live up to the hype. And yet, NFL.com, Daniel Jeremiah is saying that he, you know, his stock could hit a new high. What I saw with Josh Allen is he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. Interesting to me. Interesting to me, because you can't teach accuracy. The guy that probably helped themselves the most, well, Shaquem Griffin, he's they moved him all over the field, you know. He's not projected as a first-round pick, but they moved him all over the place, and he did show his versatility. Deshaun Hamilton, he's one of those guys. I mean, again, and I'm not talking just first-round guys, even second-round guys, but guys who got the attention of people in the practices and, you know, the whole nine yards and everything else. And like I said, you looked at Josh Allen. You know, Marcus Davenport was supposed to have it. You know, he was okay. Mike Gesicki was all over the field, the Penn State tight end. Again, he'll be a third-round guy, more than likely. But to focus strictly on the quarterbacks for a couple. In the practices, Baker Mayfield looked like he was the best guy on the field. Game, not so much. Had a pass batted down. Allen, like I said, just he was not accurate. Now, you know, again, I'll go completely against what Daniel Jeremiah said. And I was looking at the practices. I wasn't, you know, there, but I was looking at the practices. He's got a cannon. He does. He's got a cannon. But I heard somebody actually say he throws the ball so hard, people can't catch it sometimes. Well, then you got to adjust. As far as arm strength goes and what he's able to do, he's the best quarterback in the draft as far as being able to throw the ball down the field and put passes where nobody else could put them. The only problem is he also puts other passes where everybody else will catch them, other than the guys on his team. Kyle Laletta, and Mike White played well as well. And they were accurate. Laletta threw three touchdown passes. He was 8 of 12 for 198 yards and three TDs. He moved up a lot of guys' boards because he not only did it in the game, he did it at practice as well. Like I said, I don't know what the hell Daniel Jeremiah is looking at with Josh Allen, because Josh Allen did not impress people. I talked to a number of scouts who flat out said they're scared to death now to take him because they don't know who he's going to throw the ball to. He can, no question, he can throw the ball across the Grand Canyon. Now, DJ Clark out of LSU came in. And by the way, LSU wide receivers are doing real well in the National Football League right now. He ended up having a game-high 160 yards on five catches. He's going up people's boards. He ain't going to be a first-rounder, but he'll work his way into that second-round or third-round now. Because if you need a receiver, he can catch the ball. Plus, he plays special teams. Like I said, Marcus Davenport, I think it was a little bit of deer in the headlights with him. I mean, he's got the skill set. But he was walking around going, you know, I mean, here's a guy that played at UTSA. You know, he's on the field with guys from Georgia and Alabama and Oklahoma. And he was walking around not knowing whether to play or get autographs. But the last couple of days of practice, nobody could block him. And he had a touchdown on a strip. And he got a half a sack. So I think he's going to be one of those guys, and he's projected first round, but I think he's going to end up being one of those guys that once you get him into camp and he gets coached up a little bit, that he's going to be a pretty solid player in this league for a long time. Rashad Penny out of San Diego State. Again, versatile guy. Probably a third rounder. But he had the versatility. 137 total yards, 64 rushing, 73 receiving. And how the 73 was on one big play. And he's also one of those guys that returns kicks, returns punts. A little undersized in height, but not in size because he's packing 220. And then Darius Leonard, who played great all week, 14 tackles in the game. But during practice, and this was, you know, again, when you're being moved all over the field, it's also part of the reality of, hey, you know, let's see what the kid can do. And they put these guys into positions where they want to see, can they adapt? Can they adapt, adjust, you know. And if we ask them to take on another role, will they be able to deal with it? Well, he was one of those guys. He was one of those guys. You know? So we'll see. We'll see. And, you know, again, it's not the be-all and end-all, but it's the first step in the process. And when you look at some of the studs, like I said, that interior lineman, that guard from Georgia, did himself a lot of good. But, you know, Deshaun Hamilton didn't do himself any good. Danny Johnson out of Southern. One of the conversations was that, you know, here's a, you know, a short guy, but, you know, he's a slot option and he's a small school product. He can really show himself with the big boys. What he showed was he wasn't so much up to the task. James Washington, I thought, played really, really well. And his stock, as far as the draft boards, fell because, you know, again, the system that he played in and all of that, he showed in practice. You know, he's not a huge guy. He's 6 foot. He's got massive speed. Now, Pro Football Focus gave him the receiver of the week, and they grade in the practices. But, you know, when you look at overall, you know, in the game, not so much, but they didn't target the ball that much. So, we'll see. Like I said, one of the more intriguing ones, and I want to see LaLetta. And I want to see where he ends up going, because what's going to happen is you're a team that's in the process of getting ready to develop a quarterback to replace your guy. See the Saints. See New England. He might be a guy that you can steal in the third round. Because unless he just blows it away at the combines, I don't think he's going to bust his way into the first round. But keep an eye on him. He's going to play, and he's going to play on Sundays. He's going to be pretty good. Let's tap out. We'll be back after this short timeout. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go nowhere.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government. and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to The Attack. I'm Black. You're not. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. I guess the last one will give you a little Super Bowl taste here. But Tom Brady cuts off a radio interview on EEI. Because of the fact that one of the hosts made a remark about his five-year-old daughter discussing the Tom versus Time documentary. And he said he's going to reevaluate whether he'll ever appear on the station again. So this is, from that aspect of it, that's heavy. And the idiot, and he is an idiot, Alex Reimer, who appears on the show. He's not one of the hosts of the show. Said that Brady's daughter is an annoying little pissant. Well, hello. That's pretty friggin' stupid. You know, it's amazing. You're a 20-year-old person, or you're in your 20s, and you can't put a sentence together. And then, you know, you make headlines basically at the expense of a child. You know, come on, give me a break. See, these radio stations hire these jerks to scream and be stupid, you know, whatever. I the kid's 5 years old. Leave the kid out of the conversation, for crying out. Idiots. Truly, idiots. Can't make it up. Cannot make it up. That's it. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Robert for keeping it on the air. We'll have more fun for you somewhere down the line, and we'll determine when. Have a great day, everybody.